Welcome back to Higher Health, the podcast helping you to grow and improve as a human being. My name's Christian Lowell. Today I am... So here's the thing, right? Here's how I do these podcasts. Sometimes I'll sit down and I'll outline a few ideas of things that I want to talk about when it comes to like health and fitness and mindset, all that sort of stuff. And there's other times where an idea will just come into my mind just off the back of living life, pretty much, just going through things. Different ideas pop into my mind and I just think, oh, that'd be a good sort of topic to talk about. So today it's one of those episodes where literally I've not really planned this out too much. I've just been thinking and I figured, look, let me just share what's been going through my mind as of late, as I'm sure that there is probably something that you can relate to and perhaps a viewpoint or a perspective that you might find useful to apply to yourself. So what I want to talk about today in a nutshell is approaching life and all the people within it with love. I think that when I look back at the way in which I used to live my life, I suppose just growing up, teenage years, early adulthood, so much of, or the way in which I would live life was very much from, I suppose, a fear-based mentality. I was quite, I'd say, judgmental and competitive and just comparative when it came to interacting with others, and just I think I probably held a more pessimistic viewpoint towards life. Nothing crazy, but relative to where I feel I'm at now, it just was that way. And what I found, like, from that experience of living in a more non-receptive and judgmental perspective, in the sense that I was, you know, I'd go out and I'd be comparing myself to other people or judging them for the way they look or the way in which they act. And what I would find when I was living from that energy is that the opportunities that would open up to me weren't, I suppose, as promising, and I just genuinely didn't feel as good. It doesn't feel good when you're placing judgment on others, when you're just living in that, so wrapped up in your head and so concerned essentially with yourself, that it just limits your ability to really feel free and to enjoy life fully. And I think that ultimately stems from a place of judging myself. You know, the only time you're going to judge another human being is if, first and foremost, you're judging yourself and you're being, or you're lacking self-acceptance. So I've just recognized in hindsight now that I used to carry myself with that energy, where I was, you know, going out and just looking at other guys and perhaps comparing myself based on attraction or physical ability or whatever it might be, right? Just very superficial things that don't really speak a lot to the actual real, I suppose, essence of who you are. Those are all just the things that you do or the qualities that you possess. But who you are goes deeper than all that. And if you don't accept yourself for who you are beneath all of those external things, then you're going to really struggle to accept others in the same way, and it limits your ability to experience joyful connection and relationship with other people. In comparison, nowadays, I feel as though I'm someone who, although I do still hold judgment, undoubtedly, because I still hold judgment towards myself, but that judgment is considerably less than what it once was. And I also just don't have anywhere near as much of a competitive or a you versus me mentality when it comes to life. I try and, every time I see someone, just smile and actually be warm and welcoming, rather than perhaps being cold or standoffish in the past. And naturally what happens when I approach life and other people with this energy is that it ends up getting reciprocated, and positive things tend to occur off the back of that. I keep realizing recently, it's essentially the whole law of attraction thing. The energy that you put out is the energy that you get back. You get what you give, all that sort of stuff. And it just really rings true. It really does resonate with me recently. When I think back to, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I just bumped into and started talking to 4 or 5 random strangers across the span of the week. And each time I just felt like it was a really nice, enjoyable experience connecting with another human being and having a proper conversation. And I just don't think that would have been a possibility if I wasn't conscious of these days carrying a more open and receptive energy about myself and being more warm and loving towards other people and towards life in general. So yeah, that's, I think, pretty much what I wanted to share today. So my challenge to you is to see if you can live in a more loving and compassionate way towards other people and towards life. You might already feel like you're doing a pretty good job of that. If so, amazing, keep it going. But I think the reality is that the most of us could do with learning to drop the judgment towards both ourselves and towards other people. And I know it can be tough because, you know, you look out into the world and there's quite a lot of negative shit happening, a lot of hatred and evil, it seems, taking place. But I think if we can just each individually focus on ourselves and on being the most loving and compassionate versions of ourselves, then naturally, you know, the whole is just a sum of its parts. So naturally, if you change, you're going to influence those around you. They're going to influence them, the people around them, and so on and so forth. So it really is a powerful way to view your own, I suppose, individual growth and self-improvement. If any of this resonated with you, then please just reach out, drop me a message on Instagram or Facebook, or drop me an email. It'd be really cool to hear your perspective, your viewpoint on all this stuff, and if any of it resonated with you. That is pretty much it. So if you haven't already, go check out my website, clpersonaltraining.com. On there, you've got the more of the podcast episodes, the blog, and a couple of free downloads, including the 5-minute mobility video and the transformation guidebook. Go check those out. And until next time, peace.